so hard that I nearly spill my pint. Who else is coming? A select crowd, I answer. I've arranged for us to use the back room. It's quite small, so we can't fit many in. You're being very mysterious about this. You'll find out about it soon enough. It's a surprise for everyone. That's the idea. The others began to arrive. Margaret from the art studio we use for most of our campaigns, Jonathan Hallows, my old school friend, and his sister Clarissa. There is my brother, Leo, Davy from the squash club, my neighbour, Miss Collins, I don't know her first name, and Phil and Mary, who brew the beer. When they are all assembled, I introduce them to each other. There is much frank curiosity and good-natured joshing at my expense. Then I excuse myself. After a word with the barman, I let myself into the back room. The curtains are closed, and 10 chairs have been arranged in 2 rows, facing an armchair at the front. It's warm and stuffy, and in the evening light shining through the thin green curtains, the room looks as if it is at the bottom of the sea. I open my bag and paint the symbols on my face, then change into the costume. It has been made for me by a skilled seamstress, working with photographs in a book. I have tried to make everything as authentic as possible, but the outfit is a composite.